Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Solicitor. Anybody just wanted to check in. I don't know if you got the email earlier, but looks like they did send a proof of wire over around 30 minutes ago.
Okay, no, email. I wasn't checking emails. I was working.
No problem.
But I did
get a
call from this specific some bank. Just wanted to go over a bunch of, you know, stuff on a recorded line.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, that was the verbal, what they call the verbal. So,
yeah.
So I'm trying to cut you off.
No, they just started, two of them just started like breaking and acting stupid. And I'm trying to
get
a bobtail. I'm not pulling a trailer, but
still,
you know, I'm doing 65.
You can't stop quite as fast as them.
No.
But,
okay, well, cool. Hey, thanks. Thanks again.
I can't apologize more for how much of a hassle this was for you, too. But glad we got it done, and I think it's a good deal. I think the truck's going to be a good deal for you, so I think Augusto's a good guy, and I think I don't know, but it seems like Augusto's a pretty stand-up kind of guy, and seems like he's a good mechanic, and there's his stuff,
you know,
so.
You know, one of the other reasons why I kind of wanted to buy it from them, too, if I start having problems, they have parts.
True, yeah, absolutely. That's huge, because...
And he's going to be, like, he's not going to feel obligated to help me, because I bought the truck as is. I mean, I understand what I'm getting myself into, but I think the dude, they would step up and hook me up with parts or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree with you.
So.
But, I will be in touch later down the road, too, just to check in, see how things are going, and if you do another loan with us, if you dare, it won't be this much of a hassle. I think this is the first time I personally ever did a salvage title, and they usually go much faster. I mean, I've done them as fast as 3 days, believe it or not, before. I've got the invoice, I've got the approval the next day, and then, you know, funded it with just fax documents before. So it can definitely be a much easier process down the road. But you're open for a line of credit with us still, so keep
okay,
that in mind.
Well.
I can forward this email to Augusto.
I'm going to need a hassle-free loan next time and a much lower rate, my friend.
I think it'll definitely happen.
Yeah.
But I think this truck's a good truck for you guys, though. So, I mean, I would have probably done the same thing and gone this route.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I have a good feeling about that one. So.
Good feelings are always good to go on.
Yeah.
But,
And, you know, it was kind of the roughest, but those guys, they rebuilt the truck for me. They put a new hood, all new, you know. The truck looks new. I have new tires on it. It needs nothing. Probably maybe a PM service, like an oil change.
Yeah, that's to be able to just take it as is like that and not have to spend money on tires and blowers and things of that nature, then you're in good shape.
You know that happens with $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 trucks too when you buy them. You buy.
I can imagine, yeah.
And you know, you gotta do your homework.
Yeah, my stepdad was a truck driver for many years, and he ended up having his own rig, and he got blown off of a bridge during a storm with an empty trailer on the back. The wind was just so high it blew him completely off of a bridge and landed on the hood and. It's crazy. His back was screwed up since then. Had to retire early, but he was a driver. So I've definitely been spent a few summers cruising around with him. It was neat.
I like driving.
Yeah, I would too. I think it'd be. You don't have to. I mean, of course, you got to check in, but you're your own owner. So as long as you got the work out there, which there seems to be plenty of work when the economy's pumping along like it is, then you'll always have stuff to haul.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, keep in touch.
For sure.
But don't bombard me with a bunch of emails, dude. I don't like that.
We don't do that to my knowledge. If we do, let me know and I'll get you on an opt-out list. But we haven't done that in the past. It's one thing I never liked either. I used to work for a company that did that, and yeah, they'd send an email out like every week, and it just is retarded. You know, it's if they know who we are, we've already done a loan with them. So hey. And if they want to look into something, they'll contact us. But if it does happen, if it's something they start doing in the future, just give me a call, and I'll make sure you get taken off of a list, or I'll just take your email out of our system.
Okay.
Well, be safe out there. I will forward this email along to Augusto as well and get it figured out and let him know.
All right. All right, thank you.
You too. I'll be in touch, bud. You too. Take care of yourself. Thanks for everything.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.